The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he gave to me. I should raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. This is a very special day for the praying, believing community when we gather in the morning to celebrate God's presence among us. For those who have been to Jerusalem, you will remember the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre, which is the most sacred place in all of Christendom for the followers of Jesus Christ. And there's a little chapel there over the tomb of Jesus. It's very small, probably take about 4 or 5 people. And the high point of a pilgrimage is to have Mass inside this little chapel that takes 5 or 6 people over the tomb of Jesus. Now, we in the Latin Rite, Catholics, we call that the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre. But the Greek Orthodox, who also pray there, they call it the Basilica of the Anastasis. Anastasis in Greek means life. So they celebrate not the burial of Jesus, the tomb of Jesus, they celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Not the death and the burial, but Anastasis is a place of life. And therefore, when we come to celebrate our beloved dead today, we have to enter into it with faith, celebrating a place of life. One of the things that I find very helpful to honor this day, those who have gone before us don't need our prayer. We need to do this. We need to reverently and gratefully remember our dead. What I have found very helpful is spend some time today in the presence of someone who has loved you in your life and now is deceased. Walk in the presence of that person. Remember what the person said to you. Write a note, write a letter, say what you want to say in writing. Listen to the voice of the person. Remember the generosity of the person, the kindness. Renew within ourselves a sense of gratitude for the sacrifices of those who have gone before us and now live in the house of the Lord. Really call this person into your presence. Become conscious. Sense the spirit of this person in your life. That will make this day especially meaningful. Don't take many people. Take one special person in your life that touched your life, that made a difference, that encouraged you or blessed you or lifted you up, gave you opportunity, sacrificed for you. Keep that in mind. That's a prayer. It's not for the dead, it's with the dead. It's a prayer with a person who has gone before us. You want to keep that in mind. A good friend of mine, known to many of you, who died about 6 months ago, Victor Robinette. Victor had prolonged cancer
He had a long journey toward his entry into glory. And about a month before he died, he said to me, "I would like to have my wake before I die. I'd like to have the eulogies said over me while I can still hear them." That's when a person dies. We get up here and we say all sorts of nice things about the person, how grateful, how inspiring. But very frequently, we don't say that to the person when they're alive. So Victor said, no, I want my wake before I die. I want to hear all the nice things that people would say about me when I'm dead. I'd like to hear all those things while I'm alive. It reminds us that it may well be that we say more nice things to the person and about the person after they have died that we should have said before they died. So dedicate this day to being especially kind, grateful, and generous to the people who are good to us. And for the children, we have the first and second grade. In a special way today, be grateful. Who do you need to thank today? Who did your carpool this morning? Who brought you to school in the morning? Your mom?
My dad.
Your dad. Well, now, did you thank him? Say, "Thank you very much, Daddy. Thank you for driving me." Who's going to pick you up this afternoon in your carpool?
My mom.
Your mom? Okay, when you get in the car this afternoon, the first thing you're going to say is, "Thank you. Maybe I haven't told you recently how much I love you." Wouldn't that be nice? Wow, I think your mom would love that, wouldn't she? That would be a nice way to say thank you. Wouldn't that be nice? And when you go back to your school after Mass, your teachers show up every day. Isn't that nice? They're always here for you. And they try to teach you and to help you and they're nice to you. So it's important that you tell your teachers, "Thank you very much. It's very special, all the things you do for me." Wouldn't that be nice? Now that might change your teacher's day, right? That would make a difference, wouldn't it? Okay, so instead of waiting for some future time to tell people how grateful we are and, you know, tell them how much we love them, it's very important to do that now, not later on. Sometimes we wait until people get sick or people, you know, and then we tell them how much we love them. But now is the time. So don't forget that. Is this the second grade? That's the first grade? Where's the second grade? Oh, yeah, second grade. Oh, second grade. You have to do it twice as much as the first grade. How's that? That's what happens when you get in the second grade. You're more grateful. When you get in the eighth grade, you're supremely grateful. The more you grow, the more you should grow in gratitude. Wouldn't that be nice? So you're going to set the example, and then you are going to say even more thank yous. Does that sound good? Hands up, who's going to do this today? Wonderful. Jeez, this is going to be a great day. Your parents are going to really be grateful today, and the teacher is going to love you. So please stand now, and we'll pause for a moment of prayer. And we remember our beloved dead, all the people who were kind to us, but also remember the living, all those who are among us, who are kind to us and good to us and care for us, the people who give us time. Time is your greatest, greatest gift you can give to anybody. Your teachers give you time. Your parents give you time. Our friends and our families give us time. Time of the heart. So keep that in mind today, and we'll make this day very special, and we'll make this day holy. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.